Does this sound useful?
The nutritional benefits are really powerful.
With vitamins A, C and E and biotin.
And can be used as a petroleum substitute in making paints.
It's in the body panels, it's in the rear spoiler.
The people who promote it on YouTube say it's good for all that and even more. It even has its own jingle, sort of.
Hemp.
Yes, it's hemp. It's now legal to grow it in limited amounts for research purposes only, but many people are hoping to see more of it, as we hear from David Poole with the Virginia Public Access Project.
This is a story that we've been talking about for a while in Virginia, and that is hemp, which is a close cousin of the marijuana plant, only it doesn't have quite the concentration of the drug that makes you high, has been banned for more than a half a century. Since the start of the war on drugs. So that's slowly changing, and some farmers, the law has been changed to allow some testing, and farmers are looking at hemp, which used to be a major crop in Virginia. Didn't quite rival tobacco in the early days of the founding of the colony, but it was an important crop for creating rope for British sailing ships.
David, the story mentions one farmer who is growing hemp as part of this research effort. He says he's used it to make biofuel, and it runs some of his farm equipment.
The Times-Dispatch, a story by John Reed Blackwell, reported on a patch of it grown up in Rockingham County. No need to hide this crazy weed. It's now legal to grow hemp in Virginia, at least as part of these test projects.
Before hemp could become a major crop, federal laws would have to be relaxed to allow large-scale production. There is a bill now in Congress to that effect. David, our next story is about bait cars in Chesapeake and a man who was arrested after he went inside one of them.
It's a story in the Virginian Pilot by reporter Margaret Matray. And it's about a man who was arrested for opening up a car in his neighborhood and poking his head around, seeing what was in it. It turned out that car was a, quote, bait car used by police to try to catch thieves. The case went to trial, and it came down to the defendant claimed he was concerned about his neighborhood. There was a strange car parked in the street. He wanted to see, make sure no danger to his neighborhood. The police saw it in a different way. They charged him with a misdemeanor of climbing into a vehicle without consent.
The man says the car had been blocking his driveway for 6 days, and he was trying to figure out what was going on. The police say the car had been there for 1 day and wasn't blocking anybody's driveway.
Right, and this is a practice, it's the article points out, that's used by some jurisdictions in Southampton Roads and not others. The authorities say this is perfectly legal, and it's a way for them to find people that are breaking into cars.
The judge gave the man 40 hours of community service to be completed over the next 6 months. If he does that, the charges will be dropped. David Poole is with the Virginia Public Access Project. I'm Fred Eccles.